Saturday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
And we're just talking to Robbie Catter before about all the smarties down in the southeast corner giving their wisdom when there's any effort to bring us some sort of relief from this nightmare of crime up here. Oh, they know better down there. I saw this little letter to the editor this morning and I thought, yeah, no wonder people are cynical up here. This is Viv out at Earlville. And Viv wrote, "The Premier and members of Parliament are outraged at the juvenile crime in southeast Queensland." Outraged what's happening in southeast Queensland, and they're going to take moves to stop it. "North Queensland has suffered this for years," says Viv at Earlville, "with the Premier and the local nodders doing nothing. Will the changes be for all or just for the southeast?" You can understand the cynicism. That discussion I had with Robbie Catter before, once again. You know, any number of people say, oh, how dare they restrict these people's drinking rights, the banned drinkers register. Oh, no. And the Premier said, oh, no, it might be too difficult for us. Seriously. And good on Robbie for supporting Jenny Hill's courage in this particular matter. He's acknowledged she's hardcore Labor, but she's not afraid to stand up to the Premier and say, listen, we've got a nightmare on our hands up here. We've got all the drunks coming across from the territory from Alice Springs now. Alice Springs, they're going to Mount Isa, then to Cairns, then down to Townsville. Jenny, local government leader, is standing up for her community. She's not saying, oh, I don't hold the hose. Oh, no, it's not my responsibility at state. She's saying, fix this bloody nightmare up. We're Queenslanders, for God's sake. Anyway, I just put a call through to David Crisafulli. One of the advantages talking to the opposition leader is he's from Townsville. He's got some understanding of what we're enduring up here. Anyway, he's on the line now, state leader of the opposition, member for Broadwater, David Crisafulli. G'day, Dave.
John, thank you very much for your time, mate.
I just had a fascinating discussion with Robbie Catter, and he's saying, listen, it's so hard to talk to people in the southeast corner about things up here. There's seemingly very little interest. They seem to modify the statements that are created for the southeast corner and just change a name or two and think that it's all going to work up here. It must be dizzying almost for you to hear these things, knowing full well, being from Townsville, that what's happening up here is so very, very different in its causes, etc., than what's happening down there. Talk to me about your experience of North Queensland and how different it is, clearly, from what's happening down there. The numbers may be, it's sometimes similar, but it's a huge challenge for us up here because we seem to get very little help.
Very much so, and longer running too, John. And I must say, when the state government took the decision to water down the Youth Justice Act in 2015, it's one of the first things they did when they come to office. Well, that was when the seeds were sown on a generation of repeat hardcore young offenders.
Yes.
who worked out that their rights were worth more than the rights of the victim.
Yes.
And you're right, the first communities that felt that were the communities in the north and far north. And, you know, I was in Townsville, I saw it on the ground, but you guys have lived it in Cairns and surrounding areas, my mum and dad in Ingham and all those small communities. What happens is if you don't send a message that there are consequences for actions, well then, what else do you expect?
Mm.
You're going to get more of the same.
Mm.
So if you throw into the overlay the fact that police numbers have gone backwards in real terms, is there any wonder in the middle of a youth crime epidemic? They watered down the laws. There's less coppers to enforce those weaker laws.
Mm.
And they wonder why communities are being ripped apart.
Mm.
It's madness. And the state government, John, view this as a political issue. They view it as a media thing they've got to manage. It's not. Mm. It's life and death. It's law and order.
Mm.
It's ripping the guts out of communities. And it's happening right across the state.
I'll give you an example of just how bad it is. This happened only yesterday, the announcement coming that we're going to get some more foot police along the Esplanade for the appalling behaviour of the drunks in Cairns, and perhaps to cope to a certain extent with the influx we're expecting from the territory via Mount Isa. But as the two police stood there making the announcement, what happens? One of the officers allegedly is king hit from a passerby. This is modern day Cairns. This is the Wild West of the United States 100 years ago. But we can't get this through to the leadership in Brisbane.
It's almost like they're refusing to listen on all things, John, and that's really disappointing. And look, I always try my best to say this is how we would do things differently. So let me start. Consequences for actions to make sure that bad behaviour gets punished. I want to see this ridiculous notion of detention as a last resort removed that unshackles the judiciary so that we can actually have appropriate penalties. And I also want to get serious about early intervention and making sure that we do break the cycle and giving kids a second chance. But boy, oh boy, when you're dealing with these kids running around with a knife and they're on their 20th and 40th and 80th chance, well, you know, at some stage, people have got to have consequences for that bad behaviour. And I'm sorry, the Premier mightn't listen, but there's another missing piece of the equation here, and that is some local members in your part of the world to stand up and have a crack. Have a go. Because they'll stand in the far north and they'll mouth the words and they'll say, oh, you know, well, you know, we're taking the fight up. Nothing. I watched them in Brisbane, John. They're like muted mice. Absolutely no ticker whatsoever. None. Zero. Zilch. They just lie down and do what their political masters tell them to. That's not representation. And I can make this pledge to the people of the far north. You are going to see candidates in the field early, and you're going to see the quality of people who we put forward. And they won't be lapdogs. They won't be people who sit there like nodding donkeys. They'll be having a crack, and I want them to, because I know how bad crime is. I know how bad the housing crisis is. I know how bad it is to be able to get an AMBO to turn up at your house when you need them. Service delivery in this state is crumbling. You've got the economy that's never been more shaky because of rising cost of living and a government that keeps finding new ways to tax people and more ways to regulate business. And don't get me started on integrity. They have given up being a government that conducts themselves openly and transparently, which they said they would do a decade ago when they were elected. And now they want a fourth term. Heaven help us.
The vast majority of our stolen cars up here, and there's hundreds and hundreds of them. Of course, we got virtually a record last year. It went from 782 to 1,300 in 1 year. They're largely the result of children stealing cars. Now, this gives you an example of our frustration with the juvenile justice system. And this happened a little while ago, and it was a lady, she was receiving cancer treatment. She had her car to get her to the cancer treatment, except every few days or 3 days or whatever it was, the only time she used it, and it was stolen by kids. The daughter's car, and she was working hard to keep her mum in the goods, etc. she needs to handle her cancer battle. Her car was stolen too. Both cars trashed. Neither had insurance. The kids go before the juvenile courts. Of course, she realised what happened with the juvenile courts with serious cases, zero. No significant consequences. As they were returning from the court, they walked past the mum and her daughter who was sitting on their front balcony thinking how the hell are they going to survive, and they were jeered at. They were jeered at by the people who brought this nightmare, this misery upon them. This is the Juvenile Justice Act as we see it, as we experience it up here, and it's an insult, David.
Yeah, it's broken, John. And I'll tell you another story. The last time I was up in Cairns a couple of weeks ago, I met a young lady who had her car stolen. She did have insurance, but the rigmarole of going through and processing it, she was without a vehicle for a couple of months. Now, she told me about the impost that had on her life. She had to catch taxis and Ubers to work. She had to rely on friends. So there was a cost of that, an inconvenience of her going about her business, paying taxes. And then, lo and behold, she gets her insurance premium, and it's gone from $80 a month to $120. So there is a cost to her every day for the rest of her life because some grubs decided that what she worked hard for, to be able to work hard, save, buy it, somehow it was more entitled for them to take it for a thrash for half an hour and destroy it. Come on, mate, that's a broken system.
She's punished the rest of her life in this case. The crims get off scot-free. I just can't get how people in the legal fraternity stand by and say, yeah, we've got a system and we abide by it. And the politicians don't intervene to change it. I mean, to say at least you're standing up saying changes are coming. I don't expect you to detail those yet. We're a fair way out from the election. But thank God for acknowledging what we're enduring up here, because you've endured it. You know it's getting worse by the week, by the month. And hopefully you're focusing very much on bringing us relief, David.
Very much so. And as I said, John, the far north is very important to us, very. It's an important city, and it's also important politically. And I can assure you, you're going to see some quality people stand up for your region, and they're not going to be the kinds of nodding donkeys. I can assure you that there'll be people that your community look at and say, yeah, okay, I like this. Mm. We will listen. We will act. And it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all. I have lived and worked in regional Queensland, born on the farm in Ingham and worked in Townsville, and I know what it's like to live in all parts of the state. And I know that there have to be differences. There have to be differences in the way that policies are done. We have to reflect that. We have to be a government for all of Queensland. It can't just be about one part of the state. And I'm serious about this, John.
I'll leave you with this thought, David Crisafulli. I picked up on this morning, and my God, it glowed in my mind. The scales of justice need to be recalibrated in favour of the victims.
Yep.
Doesn't that cut
pretty
through?
Pretty simple, isn't it?
Exactly.
Pretty simple, isn't
exactly.
it? Exactly. And I keep saying, these kids, they've worked out because the laws are watered down. The laws watered down, let's just say, a kid who was 10 at that time, he or she's now 17 or 18. Mm. So they've had nearly a decade of watching and seeing that there are no consequences for bad behaviour.
Yeah.
They know that their rights outstrip the rights of the victim.
That's it.
And they're laughing at us.
Mm.
And the joke's going to be on them, mate, because I intend to turn the scales back in favour of the victim.
Good on you, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, John.
That's David Crisafulli. He's the state leader of the opposition LNP, of course, and member for the seat of Broadwater.